Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by our friends at findmassmoney.gov. If you or someone you know has a nonprofit, check the list at findmassmoney.gov. Kennedy, please say good morning to Christine O'Hoyt joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, my friend.
Hi, this is Christine O'Hoyt from East Middleborough 4-8.
Yes, yes, we know it.
And just
we're glad
who we were
here.
Looking for.
I'm so excited to be talking to you about something that I love so much. 4-H is an amazing program that helps youth from 5 to 18 learn life skills and be just an amazing part of their community.
Kennedy, trivia question. Do you know what 4-H stands for? Do you remember?
I was never part of 4-H, so no.
I had a lot of friends who were in it.
Yeah.
So I think it's like head, heart, hands, and health. Is that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, nailed it.
Pretty good. So you have a one-room schoolhouse. It is home to 21 4-H clubs that all deal in like chickens, rabbits, science, baking, all these different things. And so you guys are doing a big fundraiser that is happening. It's your 75th fair. It is Labor Day weekend. Tell us all about it.
East Middleborough 4-H is part of Plymouth County 4-H. But the one thing about East Middleborough is that our fair is run strictly by volunteers, parents, and supporters of 4-H. So I've been in 4-H for 15 years as a volunteer, but my daughter is aged out, as many of our committee members who serve on the committee to keep the lights on and the heat on and support our programming. A lot of them are here even though their children have grown, just because we believe in this program so much. So our fair is reaching our 75th anniversary, and the fair is a real country fair. It's all about the kids. It's all about exhibiting all their hard work and everything that they have worked towards for the year. So we have dog shows and rabbit shows, and we have a chili cook-off. And the fundraising part is we have an auction, and we have like a yard sale tent, we call it the country store, and a book sale, and then we have a host of amazing food options that are all made by our volunteers.
I don't want to backtrack here, but I'd never heard of 4-H before today.
Oh, really?
I'm a little unaware or ignorant in this. Can you talk about what you guys do with the kids on like a day-to-day?
When I first started, I did not know about 4-H either. I mean, I saw the symbol when we go to like the fairs, like Marshfield Fair is happening now, and, you know, other fairs around the state. And I just kind of thought it had to do with cows and chickens. But 4-H is an agricultural and scientific-based kind of program. It's one of the largest in the nation because it's nationwide. But 4-H is alive and well in Massachusetts. The kids come and they learn about whatever skill they're interested in, whether it be cooking or the dogs or cows or chickens. You don't have to own the cows or the chickens or the goats or the sheep. You can come and learn about them and be part of 4-H even without ownership. And that goes to the dogs too. I actually have some children called my puppy pals who aren't able to own a dog, and they come and they learn about breeds and health and care, and they just become these amazingly responsible and just fabulous.
Yeah, I think it's for a lot of kids that might have an interest in the world of agriculture. I think it's great. I knew a lot of kids that did it growing up.
We have everything from crafts to knitting to sewing. Anything that you have an interest in and you want to learn about, we will make a club. And anyone who's interested in volunteering, like if you love to crochet, come volunteer. There's nothing more rewarding than getting together once a month and sharing your passion.
Okay, so it's happening Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
At the One Room Schoolhouse, and it's in East Middleborough, correct?
It's in East Middleborough. It's on Route 105 on Thompson Street, and it is just an amazing little fair that's there. And like I said, you can support 4-H by going to any of the fairs. Go talk to the kids because they will teach you so much.
Well, your passion for this comes through, Christine, and we love
so
that.
Much.
You and everybody at 4-H are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo!
I'm so happy. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event is here. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hi to Jackie from Halifax.
Hey, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Carson.
Also, Lana. Lana's here, too.
Hi,
Lana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jackie, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Jackie.
Good luck, Carson.
Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson today, we're giving you $100. That's nice on your ride to work.
Sure is.
Jackie, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Alex Warren unexpectedly canceled his Monday show in Auckland, New Zealand, just hours before showtime after he became suddenly ill. What is Alex Warren's big breakout song?
Ordinary.
It sounds like you either have a split personality or someone else is in the car.
Yes, my co-pilot Ashley is always with me for these awesome trivia questions.
Hello.
Hi, co-pilot Ashley.
Hi, Dan.
Question number two. An old clip from the MTV prank show Punk'd has resurfaced online where the host remarks that we're all waiting for then 15-year-old Hillary Duff to turn 18 along with the Olsen twins. Obviously, now in 2026, people are calling him gross. Who was the host of that show?
Ashton Kutcher.
That's just a crazy thing. That was allowed on MTV back then. It's wild.
right?
It is.
Question number three.
It's amazing, actually.
KFC is introducing a new dipping sauce for its chicken called Hot Ranch. It's a blend of garlic and herb ranch dressing with the heat of a chili pepper. What is KFC's famous slogan?
Finger licking good.
Question number four. Ella Langley's Choosin' Texas now has 19 weeks at number one, and she's just moonwalking to the bank. In that song, a cowboy always finds a way to do what?
To leave.
Oh, shout out to Ashley.
I know, right? Ashley's good.
Is she the co-pilot or the pilot? Because she seems to be driving
Literally,
this plane.
No, I'm the pilot. She's the co-pilot on Wednesdays.
And question number five. Director Tim Burton turned 68 today. Name the famous actress he dated for 13 years and put in 7 of his movies during that time.
Helen. It's Helen and 2 last names. I don't know it. I don't remember. Oh, my God. It's going to kill me, too.
3, 2, 1.
Yep. We don't
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. So you guys carpool to work together?
Yep, every Tuesday and Wednesday.
What do you guys do?
11 years strong.
Yeah, 11 years.
Wow.
We work for TJ Maxx.
11 years, that's a good carpool relationship.
TJ Maxx?
TJX.
It is a lot of Mix 104.1 in the morning, for sure.
We love TJX. We took pizzas out to them one time. They have a beautiful office complex.
Nice. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we're it's very nice lucky.
Welcome back, Carson. Jackie and mostly Ashley got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, Ashley, mind your business, girl.
Shot here chiming in from the passenger seat, ready to come for your neck. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, we each got two.
I'm just teasing. Yeah. You both did great. Alex Morin unexpectedly canceled his Monday show in Auckland, New Zealand before showtime after becoming unexpectedly ill.
Oh.
What is Alex Morin's big breakout song?
Ordinary.
That is correct. 1-1. An old clip from the MTV show Punk'd has resurfaced where the host remarks that we're all just waiting for 15-year-old Hillary Duff to turn 18.
Nope,
along
that didn't
with the
age
Olsen
well.
Twins. No.
That didn't age well.
Talking about 15-year-old girls, bad.
Yep.
Obviously now in 2026, people are calling the clip and him gross. Who was the host of that show?
Ashton Kutcher.
That is correct. 2-2. KFC is introducing a new dipping sauce for his chicken. It's called Hot Ranch. I'm pretty sure that's how they say it. A blend of garlic and herb ranch dressing with the heat of a chili pepper.
Oh.
What is KFC's famous slogan?
KFC's famous slogan, finger licking good.
That is correct. 3-3.
Oh, almost forgot. I almost said crunch all you want.
They thought you forgot too, because when you said it, they both went. Ella Langley's Choosin' Texas now has 19 weeks at number one.
Mm.
In that song, a cowboy always finds a way to do what?
A cowboy always finds a way.
We play it every 10 minutes.
I know we do.
How could you not know?
a cowboy always... Say the line one more time. I think I have it. A cowboy what?
I can't do that.
Why? Just read the question again.
Oh, you're a lot different when you're on that side.
No, I'm just asking. I just want to make sure because I think I have it.
A cowboy always finds a way to do what?
A cowboy always finds his way.
3, 2.
I don't know.
Make his cowboy way around. Always finds a way to leave. Drinking Jack all by myself.
Oh, okay.
4-3.
Oh, they got that one.
Which means you need this answer.
Okay.
Oh.
Director Tim Burton turned 68.
Okay.
Car's going wild.
Yeah.
Director Tim Burton turned 68 today.
Yeah.
Name the famous actress he dated for 13 years and put in 7 of his movies during that time.
Yeah, I can picture her face, but I won't. Hold on. It is Tim Burton was married to. I know who she is, but I cannot think of her name.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, there it is. Never would have gotten that in a million years. Look at you, ladies.
Big dub for TJX this morning.
Let's go.
Finally.
Nice job.
Congratulations. You guys went 4-3. You win $100 of Sal's money, which is the best money.
Also, listen to this. I don't think you guys realize this. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but you've got a 4-pack of tickets to King Richard's Fair. Every fall, a kingdom appears between Providence and Boston. Knights and fire eaters and turkey legs you'll need both hands for. King Richard's Fair, weekend September 5th through October 25th in Carver. Tickets online at kingrichardsfair.net. So you got four of those tickets as well, okay?
Those are right down the street from my house. That's perfect.
This nice. Was a lucrative morning for you both.
Not bad, not bad.
It was amazing. Good start, good start.
Carson.
Yes.
What would you like to say to Jackie and Ashley?
Yes, my name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't beat Ashley or Jackie or the other 22 people I have in the car.
Sour grapes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is off this week on vacation. My wife, Lana, filling in. And then Kaylee, Dan's girlfriend, will be in tomorrow and for the rest of the week. You're going to come in tomorrow and be in while Kaylee is here as well, right, Lana?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's the crossover episode everyone's been asking for.
That will happen tomorrow on the show. We thought we'd have a little fun this morning. Dan, you have some questions here for me and Lana?
Well, it's a time-honored tradition when a significant other is in the studio to play mm-hmm. this game.
Yes.
So I have 5 relationship questions that I'm going to ask both of you, and I want you, Carson, to write your answer down, and then I'm going to have Lana answer out loud, and we're going to see if you match.
Yeah, the game is called Get Carson in Trouble.
Is that really what it's called?
It can be. I mean, he does it by himself. He doesn't need me to do that, but I'll help if it happens.
But if you want to come up with that little name.
We'll have a jingle.
If you answer them right, you won't be in trouble.
Like I said, the game is called Get Carson in Trouble.
All right. Your very first question. Carson, who is Lana's celebrity hall pass?
And I'm writing this down?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't want her to say it. Then you go just answer what she says.
Okay. There's this list is long.
Wow.
You're saying after me?
You're married. How's that a hall pass?
Or a celebrity.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. I'm ready.
Lana, what is your celebrity hall pass? Who is, I should say.
Is mine?
Yeah. Who is Lana's
And I'm writing this down?
I want you to test.
No, you just say it out loud. Just say, what is your celebrity?
Like, who is your celebrity hall pass?
Yeah. Who do you think I wrote down?
Matthew McConaughey.
I wrote down John Legend.
Ooh.
That's a good one, too.
She's like, either or would do.
I have a list.
Thanks, Lana.
0-1.
All right.
Carson.
Yes.
If Lana had to give a fun fact about herself as an icebreaker, what would she say to people?
Okay, I'm writing
it down. Oh, wow, I don't know. Ooh, I don't like this one. You pick this.
No, I got it. I wrote it down.
What do you think, Lana? What would you say? You're a fun woman. You have stuff.
Mm-mm.
Once I give it, she's going to say, oh, yeah, that she has told people this one before.
What?
Nothing.
That I was in a peanut pageant.
Dan, what did I write down? Little Miss Peanut.
Yes.
And she still remembers a song
yes.
from being Little Miss Peanut in Alabama.
What was that song?
Peanut sitting on a railroad track.
Sing it. You got to sing it.
I can't remember it.
Okay.
You are lying.
We won't put her on
Lana,
the spot.
Lana was raised in Dothan, Alabama. That is the peanut capital of the world. If you didn't know, now you know.
1-2.
Not bad.
Question number 3, Carson. Which one of you said, I love you first? That doesn't seem like there's even a consensus there. you're good?
Yeah, I think so.
Lana, your answer, please.
Me.
I wrote Lana.
All right. 2 out of 3. Question number 4, Carson.
Yeah, we got 2 questions left.
Where did you go on your first ever date?
First ever date? I think there's a little gray area here, but I'm
gonna, on what a date is?
Yeah, I don't know because all right, I got my answer written down.
Lana, where did you go on your first date?
This is a date.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize you didn't remember your first date. My bad.
Is it Applebee's or Outback?
I wrote back down Outback. It was Outback.
I almost said Outback.
I had it right. Yes.
All right. I mean, I'm going to give a point to Carson and no point for you.
That's because I had met the manager at the radio station.
Yeah, he took me there because he got it for free.
And I got a gift card. But I'm just saying.
Did you pull the gift card out on the date?
Yeah.
In front of you?
It actually wasn't a gift card. He just said, if you're ever in, let me know. And he took care of part of the bill.
Did you find that to be a little tacky?
I mean, I'm still with him.
So, yes.
But either way, I mean, you're doing well.
All right, last one, Dan.
Carson, if Lana could have any superpower in the world, what would she pick?
That's a good one. She has a superpower already. She has a super nose. She can smell things that dogs can't smell from a mile away. So I'm going to say if there was one superpower she could have that she doesn't have, it would be to read people's minds.
Ooh, okay. What do you think, Lana?
That's it.
Hey, yes.
Well done. 4 out of 5.
That's not bad.
Yep. That's pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
It's like you guys are married or something.
And you know what? The first one, you know, to be fair, I have a kind of a list there, so that would be hard to choose.
Who else is on your list besides Magic?
John Hamm.
I mean, we all
think
he's pretty talented.
I mean, at least she's not like Tyler from the gas station down the street. These are people she's probably not going to meet. That's good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Got an assignment, won't you give it a whirl? I need you to hear me, all you humans, boys and girls. All the teachers setting up their rooms. They're not giving a damn thing, you might think that it's assumed. We need your help, it's true. Can't clear the list without you.
All right, we're about to talk to Taylor. We're going to attempt to clear her list on the show this morning. And my wife, Lana, who is hanging out this week while Kennedy is off on vacation, can relate, I think, a little bit to this story. You were an educator before you became a small business owner.
I was.
And you, I think, if I remember correctly, like doing your internship and kind of as you were figuring it all out, you thought you were going to teach like first and second grade.
Correct.
And then you got moved to fourth grade.
Well, that was my first job.
Right. And how did that go?
Well, I mean, I took it because it was a job. I was nervous.
Right.
I mean, it was way more intimidating, I felt like, because there's a big age difference there.
Right.
Like kindergarten, first, second versus, you know.
Fourth, fifth.
Fourth and fifth.
Sure.
Yeah. And it was a challenge.
Taylor, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So again, if you want to help clear the list after you've heard Taylor's story, you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will send you back a link to her wish list. Again, 617-655-1234. So Taylor, you shared with us in an email that you had your first daughter, Scarlett, in 2022. You had your second in 2024, Josie, and then with being a mom and teaching becoming really just more difficult for you. You were kind of, you didn't know what you were going to do. Is that right?
Yeah. So my relationship with teaching definitely changed when I became a mom. I felt so torn into the two different worlds. And I felt like no matter what I was doing, I wasn't doing enough for each set of kids, because as a teacher, your classroom, when before you're a mom, those are like your kids. They feel like your babies. And then you get your own babies and you just feel so conflicted. Am I doing enough at home? But I have to do conference prep or report card notes and things like that. And you just start to feel a little bit overwhelmed. So I was definitely feeling that the last couple of years. And I had been wanting to make a change. Last year, actually, I had hoped to switch to fourth or fifth, and then it didn't work out. And I chose to have the mindset that there was a first grade student who needed me last year. And I definitely feel like that came to fruition, because last year's class, if you're a teacher, you just know, like when you have a certain class that's really special, that was last year's class for me. And they ended up challenging me and reinvigorating me as a teacher. I did a lot of new methods and strategies, and I was really pushed beyond what I normally do as a first grade teacher. And it reminded me that change is good. Mixing things up can be great. And then the opportunity to move to fourth presented itself this year, and I'm going, and I'm very excited.
What is it about educating children that you love and keeps you coming back year after year?
I just think it's the connections with them, if I'm being honest. I love seeing the academic growth, but seeing them grow as human beings is really important to me. And I feel that I have just seen students come in so nervous or apprehensive and shy, and then throughout the year they become comfortable. They feel like they're in a part of your class family, and then they go on and they become these amazing young adults. And I've had the opportunity to connect with some of my students as they're in high school and one even beyond. And it's just amazing to know that you're part of that journey for them.
So you're going to have 23 students on September 1st. We're right around the corner. And I want to talk about your Amazon wish list. Again, we're talking to Taylor. If you want to help clear her list, text us here in the studio and we'll send you back the direct link at 617-655-1234. Because you're going from the younger kids, like a lot of the things that you've collected for your classroom, you know, your math manipulatives, I'm reading. I can barely even say that word, whatever that means. What you have is too young. Even, you know, the flexible seating is too small because it's for younger kids. So you now have to buy all of this stuff again, but for older kids.
Yes. So I had 9 years in first grade. So a lot of the things that I've bought over the years or my family's given me through donations and things, they are not really applicable anymore. I had comfy Pottery Barn chairs that I had gotten through like Facebook Marketplace, things like that, that fourth graders are not going to fit in. Right. So, the math manipulatives too, I need fraction circles and things like that, where I definitely was not using fractions in first grade at that caliber. So a lot of those things I need to replenish and redo. And I am inheriting a classroom, but a lot of the things that teacher used, they're bringing with them too. So I'm kind of like, as I unpack what was left, what is usable, what is not, what am I missing? What are the gaps? I've found some holes in there.
All right, 617-655-1234. I'm going to have you hold on for just a minute, okay? Taylor, hang on for us.
Yeah.
617-655-1234. You can text us here in the studio. We will send you back her direct link going into a new classroom after so many years.
New school.
New school, new classroom, and then a different grade as well. So you're not just going from, you know, the same school to a different classroom with the same age kids and all of the things that need to go up on the walls, all the supplies you need.
Yeah, nothing really overlaps with first grade. You know what I mean? Like even your wall posters and stuff. I mean, do teachers still use those, or am I dating myself? But
back in my day, we had a chalkboard.
But no, I had Expo boards.
You did have, well, you had a smart board, I think, at one point.
No, never a smart board, but yes.
All right, if you want to help out Taylor, again, 617-655-1234. We want to clear her list this morning. I think there's about 30 items on that list, so we only really need about 30 people to go in, and they're all cost variations. They're very inexpensive items, and we can clear her list this morning on the show.
It's going to help 23 kids in that classroom have a better year.
617-655-1234, and we'll send you back that link right now. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Clear the list is happening. Let's just make sure, Taylor, you still with us?
Hi, yes, I am.
Okay, so if you missed it, Taylor is on with us for Clear the List, and a lot going on with Taylor, who had, I don't know, maybe lost a little bit of your spark as a teacher. You had kind of fallen into, I don't want to say a rut, but more of a routine, and then you had two kids, and you start to wonder, am I supposed to be doing this in school, or am I supposed to be with my kids? I can understand kind of all of that stress. And so you actually refound, you know, what excited you about teaching. Will you close that door, please, babe? Thank you. I appreciate that. My wife, Lana, by the way, is in hanging out with us this morning while Kennedy's off on vacation. But so now you're moving to a new district, a new classroom, new kids, new age. All of it is new from what it was last year.
Yeah, so it's actually still the same district, but just a different school, because my district has 3 K-2 schools and then 3 to 5 schools. Gotcha. So I'm moving to a 3 to 5 school. I don't know if I specified that, but yes, it's a whole new group of kids, a whole new group of colleagues, and a whole new set of curriculum.
And how are you feeling about that?
I'm a little
that?
Nervous about.
Are you nervous?
Yeah,
are you excited?
I'm very excited. I kind of feel the same energy that I felt when I was a first-year teacher. Everything is new. Everything is exciting. I'm meeting a bunch of new people who are all teaching veterans. They've been at this school for 20 plus years. So I'm going to get to learn from a whole new set of colleagues, which I feel like as a teacher, I learned a lot in first grade from my first grade team. And now I'm going to get to learn so much more from these teachers as well. So it's a great opportunity for me to learn from some veteran teachers. But the curriculum, I'm a little nervous about. It's a big jump from first to fourth.
617-655-1234. If you want to text us, we will send you back the Amazon wish list for Taylor. And I'm looking, I just bought an item. Lana looked at me. She's like, you doing what? I was like, well, there was one item on here that spoke to me. So I bought it. And a lot of the items are very inexpensive. I'm looking at, there's still a few things left. I mean, you know, $20, $14, $11. I bought you Uno cards. Because I'm here for chaos.
Thank you.
I am here for chaos. What are Uno games like in our house, Lana?
Not how they should be in a classroom.
Taylor, can you talk about some of the items and how they'll help the kids and what you'll do with them?
Yeah, so a lot of the items I had put on there were games of some kind for recess or just use in math as early finisher activities. I'm going to pull it up. Refresh my memory.
Oh, I got them. A lot of them are gone. Yeah. A lot of the games are gone. I see adhesive magnets are in there.
Yes. I definitely need those for name tags and schedule cards, things like that. I put up on my dry erase boards. I have a lot of dry erase boards in this classroom, so everything can really be on a magnet, which is going to be great. I specifically am really excited about the puzzles that were on there. I want to have a Calm Down Station that is a collaborative puzzle in my classroom. So when kids need a break from the academic rigor that I'm sure first grade has, they can go over to my puzzle station and kind of work collaboratively on that, which is something new for me this year that I'm really excited about. I also threw on the digital or the visual timer because I have a few students with IEPs that struggle with executive functioning.
Right.
So I feel that having the visual timer will be really helpful for them for time management. In first grade, I do a lot of the time management for students. And I know in fourth grade, we're kind of fostering some of that independent time management skills. So I thought that would be helpful.
Kennedy does the time management for this show.
Taylor, did you have a favorite teacher growing up?
Oh, yes. I had quite a few. When I interviewed for this fourth grade position, I brought up two specifically. My fourth grade teacher, she was wonderful. She was very strict, but I had gone through a little bit of a struggle with my sister being sick in fourth grade. And I remember that teacher carving out space for my class to make cards for me. She announced to the whole class that my sister was coming home from the hospital. And so what I really remember most about her is the classroom family that she had set up. Because now that I'm a teacher, I can see how much work went into that. If kids that I wasn't even really friends with felt deeply enough about my sister to be making me cards. So I just kind of always remember the feeling of being in her room. Mm. And so I'm hoping to channel that as I go into fourth grade.
All right, we got to help this lady.
Yes, 617-655-1234. We're so close to clearing her list right now. Text us at 617-655-1234. Dan and I are feverishly sending back links to everybody that is texting in, and hopefully we can get this list cleared here within the next couple of minutes. Again, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will send you back Taylor's wish list off Amazon. How many days before you get back to school? September 1st?
Yes, the kids come September 1st. I go back the 31st, but I am going to be in there a couple days this
week. Have you seen the new classroom?
Yes, I'm very excited. I've been in there a lot, actually, moving things over and setting things up, so I'm really excited.
All right, well, we will check back with you in just a little bit, okay? Keep us posted.
All right.
There goes Taylor again here this morning for Clear the List. If you text us at 617-655-1234, and we will send you back the link. Let's get it cleared, right?
We need to.
I mean, we did yesterday pretty quickly. I would hate to come back on day two and not get it done. By the way, if you're a teacher, we are going to be doing this all week long. Go to mix1041.com. Again, mix1041.com. And we want to say thank you to findmassmoney.gov as well for sponsoring this year. Again, findmassmoney.gov. Thank you so much to them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hello to Michelle from Lexington.
Good morning, hello. Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
Michelle is on her way to the University of Connecticut right now.
Okay, let's go Huskies. What are you doing down there? Are you dropping off a kid?
I'm not. I'm actually going down to do a photo shoot. We're interviewing some scientists.
You're interviewing scientists and you're doing a photo shoot. Are you an interviewer or a photographer?
I'm an interviewer.
And who is the interview for?
So there's some scientists at the Institute for Material Science that we're interviewing about their work.
Wow.
All I heard was, wah, 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 wah.
Went right above his head. So you have a good shot of winning this.
What kind of camera you got? Let's talk that.
Michelle, can you please kick Carson out of the studio before he nerds out about cameras?
I love good camera talk.
Carson, can you please leave the studio? We can talk about cameras when you're back.
Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Michelle, it's 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. You're going to win $100 today. We can't play for the big money when Kennedy's gone.
Sounds good.
Are you ready?
I am.
Spider-Man Brand New Day is close to knocking this Leonardo DiCaprio movie out of the global top 5 for all-time box office. Can you name that movie?
Titanic.
87 years ago today in 1939, The Wizard of Oz opened in theaters. Which color are Dorothy's magical slippers in that movie?
Ruby red.
Question 3. Morgan Wallen's two shows in Clemson, South Carolina generated $2.1 million in net revenue from alcohol, food, and beverage sales.
I believe it. Half of my family graduated from there.
I think they said in two nights, they sold over 135,000 alcoholic drinks.
That's about equal with when the Scottish were here, right?
Can you name the Morgan Wallen song featuring Post Malone that spent 6 weeks at number one? How quickly we forget.
No, sorry.
That's okay. Question number 4. Blake Lively turns 39 today. Which celebrity is the godmother to her and Ryan Reynolds' 3 daughters?
Taylor Swift.
Now we're back on track. James Blunt is pushing back on speculation that he was the singer-songwriter described in Hayden Panettiere's memoir as the naked man she encountered on a yacht when she was just 18 years old. He says it's absolutely untrue. What is James Blunt's biggest song? The only one any of us know.
Beautiful. You're beautiful.
You locking that in?
Yes.
Final answer?
Yes.
Phone to Carson's wife?
Yes.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
So what does a photo shoot involving scientists look like? Are they all in lab coats with beakers?
No, they're doing pretty cool stuff with like semiconductors and materials with microscopes.
Welcome back, Carson.
I got nothing for that.
Michelle from Lexington, the science photographer.
Yes.
She got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh my gosh, you guys are wearing me out today.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Spider-Man Brand New Day is close to knocking this Leonardo DiCaprio movie out of the global top 5 for all-time box office. What's that movie?
Titanic.
That is correct. 1-1. 87 years ago today in 1939, The Wizard of Oz opened in theaters. Which color are Dorothy's slippers?
Ruby red.
That is correct. There's no place like home. 2-2. Morgan Wallen's 2 shows in Clemson, South Carolina generated $2.1 million in net revenue just from alcohol, food, and beverage sales.
Wow. That's not a bad day's work.
Can you name the Morgan song featuring Post Malone that spent 6 weeks at number 1?
I Had Some Help.
That is correct. 3-2. Blake Lively turns 39 today. Which celebrity is the godmother to her children?
Taylor Swift.
Yep, I don't think they're getting presents anymore, though. They are on the outs. 4-3 for Carson. Question number 5. James Blunt is pushing back on the speculation that he was the singer described in Hayden Panettiere's memoir as the naked man she was forced upon on a yacht when she was just 18 years old.
Oh, that's interesting.
He says it's absolutely untrue. And then posted a link to, like, he wasn't even in the area or whatever.
Plus, he's not, like, the way the story read is it was a powerful person in Hollywood. I don't think James Blunt. You said James Blunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. I don't think he's a powerful person in Hollywood.
Well, back in that era, he did have one big song.
He did have one big.
And that leads me to the question, what is James Blunt's biggest hit?
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
I just want to say no.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It is, but I didn't like what you did.
But that's it. And it was right, though.
I call that singing.
You're beautiful to me.
Oh, God.
5-4 for Carson. Say it out loud.
4.5-4.
Yeah, beautiful.
Make it stop.
Carson gets the win, even though none of us are happy right now.
When we were in Memphis, I was the program director, and we had a night guy that worked for us, and he used to call him James Smoke a Blunt. I was like, that's kind of funny. Yeah, beautiful.
He's gone off the rails.
Michelle, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we can't give you $1,000 or $100.
Great question,
today.
Dan.
But we appreciate you calling in and playing. Good luck
Thanks
on the rest
so
of
much.
Your drive down to Connecticut and your science photo shoot today. Michelle, what would you like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I am Michelle from Lexington, and I can't conquer Carson
nice
today.
Nice job. Very good. Very good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Claire, the list is back this year. If you've not heard this, we started a couple of years ago when we found out what teachers have to pay for when they go back into the classroom. I kind of forgotten about it. You know, when Lana and I first started dating, she was in school to become a teacher and then ended up getting a job at an elementary school. And I think you maybe even kind of hid it from me a little bit about how much money you were spending.
Yeah.
Of our money to put stuff in the classroom.
My money at the time, but
I think yeah. There was some of our money as well was being spent,
but I was spending a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
I thought it was, you know, $50-$100, but you're saying it was probably
hundreds,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
like why aren't the schools?
And maybe it's a little bit different now, but Dan,
I don't think it is.
You can weigh in. Kaylee is a teacher.
Education is not properly funded.
No. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this comes out of their pockets, and it's stuff you would never think of. Like, they need chairs for their kids to sit in.
Yeah, you typically get a stipend per year. It depends on where you're at, but that doesn't nearly, it doesn't cover it.
By the way, that is not Kennedy that's in hanging out with us this morning. Kennedy off on vacation. That is my wife, Lana. Taylor, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, good morning. So Taylor was in for Clear the List this morning. And tell everybody that may not have heard the story about an hour ago, what's happening with you going back into the classroom on September 1st? What's the big change?
Yeah, so I am switching after 9 years in first grade all the way up to fourth grade.
And why'd you make that change?
I made that change to kind of reignite my fire as a teacher. I feel that after I had my daughters, I was torn in two different directions, and I wasn't as excited to go into the classroom every day. It felt like I was just not meeting everybody's needs, my students and my personal children. And I thought maybe a change would kind of re-excite me, and it definitely has. I'm really looking forward to the first day of school this year for the first time in a while.
Yeah, fourth grade is different than first grade.
Way.
Because Lana did that.
Yeah, I think it will be good. Because going home to the littles, you know, and you spend all day with the littles, you get a little bit burnt out with all the questions and the neediness of it all. So I think fourth grade will be just enough, a little bit more of independence that maybe it'll just feel like a different kind of need than what I go home to every day.
Okay, so we need an update on Clear the List. How is it going with your list this morning?
You have cleared it.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
That's awesome.
That is what I'm talking about.
I'm so excited.
Now you don't have to worry about that stress. That's over. That's done.
It's amazing. Thank you so much.
All of the stuff is on the way. I heard people were fighting over the Uno cards to send you.
Only in our house.
Yeah.
And how is the mixed listeners clearing your list today going to affect the kids in their year in your classroom?
Well, I was feeling nervous going into fourth grade, not having any of the fun stuff that was applicable to them for recess, for downtime, for breaks, if they're feeling overwhelmed. Mm. And so this list had a lot of those things that they can use to kind of help create a classroom family in an environment where they feel safe and ready to learn, which I think is the most important thing. They're not going to learn anything if they're not comfortable there. So I think that, sorry, my daughter's stuck on my Target toy. Here you go. I think it'll create a good environment for us all.
Oh, I love that so much.
Two for two clearing lists so
go,
far, baby.
Let's go, let's go.
So help our teachers clear their classroom list. Grab a couple of supplies, anything you can give. Hey, now clear that list. Yeah, help our teachers get the things they need for every little student to learn and succeed. Hey, now clear that list.
Well, be sure to take some pictures if you can and send them along once you're back in the classroom, okay, Taylor?
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
No, of course.
Have a great school year.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your class with us. So there it is. Taylor has had her list cleared because of you, and we cannot say thank you enough. We are going to have another teacher on the show tomorrow, another list to clear. If you're a teacher and you want us to try and help clear your list, drop us an email. You can go to mix1041.com. You will see clear the list on there. We want to say thank you to findmassmoney.gov for sponsoring it this year. And there are a list of teachers already up on the website too. So different cities, different towns. If there's an area that you want to help out, you can go in and look and say, oh, there's somebody from my town, from my city, from my neighborhood. And you can click and their list is, you know, we may not have them on the air, but we are posting all of the teachers' lists at mix1041.com.
This is the definition of doing good in your local community.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
So there's this trend out there right now using AI, using like ChatGPT or whichever one of the ones that you use.
Yeah. You're a big ChatGPT guy.
I think there's wonderful uses for it. Now, there are certain things I draw a line on, but stupid, dumb, fun stuff, I am here for ChatGPT, and this is one of them. So go to whichever one you use. I use ChatGPT. Did you use ChatGPT?
I did, but okay. I think it has a lot more information on you because I don't use it really ever. I used it a couple times to try for Campy Kennedy questions, and I was like, mine are better.
So here's what you type into ChatGPT. How would you warn someone about me as if they are meeting me for the first time? So we've all done this. My wife, Lana, is in, sitting in for yes. Kennedy. I'll go first, and then we'll have Dan do his, and then Lana will do yours last.
So Dan's probably doesn't know him as well, is what you're saying, right?
Because I would assume. We'll see how close you guys think it is.
Well, okay. Yeah.
And now, Lana has a professional and a personal account because she uses it for work.
Right.
Which chat says you really don't have to do that. It will separate it, but I did log into my personal.
Okay, mine says, so if I were giving someone a meeting, Carson, for the first time warning, I'd probably say this. Just a heads up, Carson is very easy to like, but he's a lot. He's naturally social, relentlessly curious, and has the energy of a guy who thinks every ordinary interaction could become a great radio story. He'll probably make you laugh within 5 minutes, ask you a surprisingly personal question within 10, and somehow turn a simple conversation into a bit. He's also a professional poopster. Didn't say poop, by the way. If there's an opportunity for a joke, he'll find it. If there's an awkward silence, he'll make it last longer.
Yep.
And if you tell him something embarrassing, congratulations, you've just given him content. The good news is he's genuinely warm, loyal, and interested in people. The bad news is there's basically no such thing as just hanging out with Carson. There will be a story, an argument, a joke, a ridiculous idea, or all four. So my advice, don't take yourself too personal. Or don't take yourself too seriously. Be prepared to laugh at yourself and never say anything around him that you wouldn't want turned into a morning show bit.
That's accurate.
I enjoyed watching Lana's face during that because I was just reading her reactions to each line.
And?
Yeah. What did you think, Dan?
Well, he was like, he'll probably make you laugh within the first 5 minutes. She went,
Maybe first 10, ChatGPT, settle down.
What was like the first two lines? Because she didn't like that.
Just a heads up, Carson is very easy to like, but he's a lot.
That was the one. She went, eh!
Just lie, Dan.
All right, Dan. What did ChatGPT warn about you?
That's fine. My girlfriend's not here to tell you if it's true. I put in the same prompt, and it says, if I were warning someone meeting you for the first time, I'd probably say, he's more perceptive than he initially lets on. Don't mistake the calmness for not caring. He notices details, patterns, and changes in people's behavior.
Mm.
He can be pretty direct when comfortable with you, and if he senses that you're being fake or wasting his time, he'll probably lose interest quickly. Give them honesty, don't play games, and don't be surprised if you remember something you casually mentioned weeks ago.
That is a fact. Yeah. I've heard you do that to me. Or you need to
spend... I think that's a common thread with the two of you, you know, but also doing the job that you do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, you'll remember it. And you might turn it into
a bit right down the road.
Everything is a bit.
Yeah.
All right, Lana, what did ChatGPT say about you if it were going to warn somebody who's meeting you for the first time?
A loving but very honest warning. Just so you know, she's sweet, but not a pushover. She has a very strong opinion about things that should be done, and there's a pretty good chance she's right. She notices details, remembers what you said, and she will absolutely call you out if you do not follow through. She's funny, a little sassy, fiercely loyal, and does care a lot about the people and things she loves. She can be incredibly generous, but don't mistake that beat for being willing to put up with nonsense. Also, if she asks you a question, actually answer the question. Not, I'll get back to you. That's not an answer. One more thing. She may seem easygoing at first, but she has standards. If you're reliable, honest, competent, and can take a little sarcasm, you'll get along great. If you're flaky, evasive, or waste her time, well, good luck. She's a lot, but in the best possible way. Just don't make her chase you for an answer.
Wow. Nailed it.
Yeah, and it even said, honestly, based on our conversation, I'd also warn them that you will keep tweaking something until it sounds exactly like you.
I feel like ChatGPT has not given you the correct answer a few times, because it was very heavy on you need to have the right answer.
She scolds ChatGPT a lot, like he's a 5-year-old.
It was very heavy on, you better have the correct answer, or she will not be thrilled.
She is going to keep tweaking it.
So if you want to
try good.
If you want to try that on your own, again, the prompt is go to whichever one of these things you use, like ChatGPT, and just type in, how would you warn someone about me as if they are meeting me for the first time, and see what it knows about you. I think that's fantastic.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
All right, The Dirty is brought to you by SCU Credit Union. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards' daughter, Farrah Aljufri?
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right?
I don't actually know how to pronounce it. I'll just call her Farrah Britt.
Farrah Britt?
Yeah, that's her Instagram name, and that's
okay.
What I know.
So you follow her on Instagram?
Correct.
She has revealed that Zach Goldsmith is the father of her child during a gender reveal celebration over the weekend. Kyle Richards' eldest daughter shared a video from the party captioning it, Zach Goldsmith and I are having a ... before revealing they're expecting a baby boy. In the footage, the couple discovered the baby's gender before sharing an emotional embrace with Richard and her estranged husband, Maurizio
Umansky.
Thank you, Lana. Also present for the celebration. Aljufri first announced her pregnancy back in July, teasing my most exciting launch yet and revealing that her baby is coming late November 2026. Goldsmith, 51, previously appeared alongside Aljufri on Netflix Buying Beverly Hills. Do you watch that too?
Yes, yes. So he works for the agency also, which is Mauricio's company, which is Kyle Richards' husband.
What's the agency?
It's a real estate group.
Okay.
It's pretty. I mean, they're all over now. There's actually one like on the Cape, and you know, so anywho, they had a show.
These are Lana's friends.
I don't know who any of these people are.
So Kyle's ex, well, I don't know if they're divorced yet actually, but mm-hmm. They're separated. Her ex owns this company.
Hey, turn your mic and talk into the phone.
And
there you go.
And the daughter, Farrah, mm-hmm. works for the company. She's also an agent, but so does Zach Goldsmith. So I have wondered since she posted that she was pregnant,
who the baby daddy was. Oh. So now
and
I know.
It's her coworker.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What I'm taking from this is Bravo is on In Your House a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
One TV has golf, the other TV has Bravo. So depending on what you want to watch, Dan.
I'd probably hang out with Barrett.
Playing video, playing Fortnite.
I mean, I'm here for pretty much all things Bravo.
Gotcha.
The real estate agent is also a father of two sons from his previous marriage to Jennifer Hamilton Goldsmith, who apparently liked Adjufree's pregnancy announcement. Adjufree split from former fiance Alex Maness in 2024, while details about when Goldsmith and his previous partner ended their relationship remains unclear. Let's move on to Stella Lefty and her song called Boston. Lanny, you're familiar with this song, right?
Yes. Back to
Boston and we're jumping the Do you like this one?
I like it all right.
I like it too.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is catchy. You know, she was catching a lot of heat because her father is a billionaire, so people were calling her an industry plant.
Or a Nepo baby.
Yeah, so her father invented or helped launch Groupon.
They did the same thing with what's the other girl? That
Gracie Abrams.
Yes, yes.
J.J. Abrams' daughter. So the story with this one, though, is a little bit different. Noah Kahan gets songwriting credits on this song. And so people were speculating, because her father is uber rich, that he just hired Noah Kahan to come help her write this song to get this hit. And actually, it's a little bit more embarrassing than that. It turns out that Noah Kahan's people reached out to her because it sounded like she ripped off their song. So this is what the two songs sound like back to back. So this is Stella Lefty, Boston.
Season of the sticks, and I saw your mom. She forgot that I existed.
So she said that in an interview with Vanity Fair that Noah Kahan's people reached out and said that the song sounded like Stick Season. So she decided to grant him a writing credit out of the goodness of her heart. Not, of course, because Kahan's team threatened potential legal action.
Yeah, not to avoid a lawsuit.
She said, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. So I'm like, if this sounds like that, whatever, all good. Which is easy for her to say because she has the financial backing. She doesn't have to worry about it. If this were her lifeblood, maybe she would fight it. I don't know. But the internet did a little sleuthing and they found videos of her posting this song and then tagging Noah Kahan, hashtag Stick Season, all of that. So she said, oh, well, I wasn't thinking about that song when I wrote it. But then if you go back and look at some of her social media posts, she was obviously thinking about that song.
I don't know. I'm usually pretty good at like, oh, that sounds like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, they ripped that off.
It was definitely not as egregious as some of the stuff I've heard.
Right. I agree. I agree with that. I was like, eh.
And speaking of songs with hooks that connect, Choosin' Texas from Ella Langley is running out of people left to pass on the Billboard Hot 100. Choosin' Texas is officially number one for the 19th week in a row. That ties her with Shaboozy's A Bar Song Tipsy and Lil Nas X, along with Billy Ray Cyrus and Old Town Road, for the second longest run at number one in Hot 100 history for a non-holiday song.
That just means country is dominating the 2020s. All three of those were within the last 6 years,
right?
And they're all country songs.
How many more weeks does she need to, like...
To pass Mariah?
Not, well...
Yeah,
so she's passed Shaboozy already? Well,
they're tied right now.
So they're all tied. So one more week, and she's in second all alone, and she would have to go another month,
Woof.
The 22 weeks, to catch Mariah Carey. But it's not going to matter, because come December 15th, when Magic 106.7 starts banging Mariah Carey every hour, she'll be back at number one again. Now, but this is consecutive weeks in a row, by the way. You know, there's different designations. So Mariah Carey has...
No, it's not consecutive.
But hers is.
Ella Langley's is not.
It's not?
It hasn't been 19 weeks straight. No,
oh, I thought it was.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was. Ella Langley could potentially spend September breaking the Christmas record, is what they are saying. And that
they're
going to
put a Christmas spin on it?
It wouldn't surprise me.
He's choosing Christmas, I can tell.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event is here. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Jess from Taunton.
Hey, Taunton.
Hello.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Living the dream, my friend. Living the dream.
Oh, aren't we all?
Jess, could you please kick Carson out of the studio so he can live the dream outside?
Carson, would you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Jess.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you are going to win $100. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be. Let's do it.
Question number one. Regis Philbin was born today in 1931. Which game show did Regis host that took the entire country by storm?
Regis game show. Let's make a deal.
Question number two.
Oh, no. Wait. Who wants to be a millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire? I changed my mind. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. I don't care. It's not my money. Question number two. Today in 1994, Jimmy Buffett's plane flipped after taking off in Nantucket. He managed to swim to safety, though. What is Buffett's fan base called?
Hold on.
Three.
Oh, my God.
Two. One. Sorry.
Carrot heads?
I already did the countdown. No. Sorry. I can't do it twice. Okay. You got to tighten these answers up, Jess.
Carrot heads. Okay.
Question number three. Dua Lipa opened up about her upcoming fourth album, revealing that it will explore what happens after finding love rather than heartbreak and longing. This Uptown Funk DJ will also be collaborating on the project. What is his name? Who is he?
Uptown Funk DJ.
Three.
Mark two. Bronson.
Is Bruno somebody
Mars,
with
Mark
you,
Bronson?
Jess?
No. I don't know. Bruno Mars?
And question number four. Brokeback Mountain was originally supposed to star Mark Wahlberg and Joaquin Phoenix, but they were both uncomfortable with some of the more intimate scenes, so they both backed out. Who ended up starring in that movie instead?
Oh, well, I know that. So that was Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal.
And question number five. Pixar has been around for 40 years. Their very first short film was Luxo Jr. in 1986. That's actually a short film about this household object that is now Pixar's mascot and logo. What is that object?
I think it's in the beginning of the intro. It's like a lamp or something, like a desk lamp, I think, like a lamp.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Jess, what are you up to today?
Right now I'm having my cup of coffee and I'm hanging out with my cat. So, you know, busy.
There you go. Welcome back, Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Jess from Taunton got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay. Nice job, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you're a bartender.
I am. I part-time bartend, and I also do aesthetics on the side.
You do aesthetics? Where do you...
Esthetician.
Oh, esthetician. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. And where do you tend bar?
You ever hear of Linwood Cafe in Randolph?
Of course I've heard of Linwood Cafe.
That's where I work.
Nice. You do you do some permanent makeup while I'm getting a bar pie?
No, and I don't think the Board of Health would appreciate that either.
Just saying.
Carson, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Regis Philbin was born today in 1931. Which game show did Regis host that took the entire country by storm?
What was the name of that show? It was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
It sure was. 1-1. Today in 1994, Jimmy Buffett's plane flipped after taking off in Nantucket.
Mm.
He managed to swim to safety, though. What is Buffett's fan base called?
Parrot heads.
That is correct. 2-1. Question number three. Dua Lipa opened up about her upcoming fourth album, revealing that it will explore what happens after finding love rather than heartbreak and longing, which makes sense because she just got married.
Mm-hmm.
The Taylor Swift effect.
Yeah, sure.
No more sad songs.
Mm.
This Uptown Funk DJ will be collaborating on the project as well. What is his name?
Uptown Funk DJ? Is that Mark Ronson?
It is Mark Ronson. 3-1. Question number four.
I was a little confused. I thought you were talking about Anderson .Paak from Bruno Mars, you know, Silk Sonic.
No, Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk. You got it.
Okay.
Brokeback Mountain was originally supposed to star Mark Wahlberg and Joaquin Phoenix, but they were both uncomfortable with some of the more intimate scenes, so they both backed out of the movie. Which two actors ended up starring in Brokeback Mountain?
So Brokeback Mountain was Heath Ledger and I can see his face. Gosh, I just cannot remember his name. Dark hair, dark eyes.
3, 2.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Damn it.
3-2. Question number 5. Pixar has been around for 40 years, believe it or not. Toy Story came out in 1995, but their very first short film, Luxo Jr., released in 1986.
Wow.
And that's the one about this household object that is now Pixar's mascot and logo.
Yeah, it's a like a desktop lamp.
It is a desk lamp. You are correct. 4-3. Carson sneaks out the win.
Those are tough, Dan.
Don't show your face in Limbo Cafe after that.
I can't quit you.
Nobody's even listening, probably. They're all still sleeping.
You don't know.
Guarantee you.
When you go to Linwood Cafe today, you let them know you heard us talking about them on the radio.
Jess from Taunton, what's up?
Yep.
Jess, we appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us, but we can't give you the money.
Okay. I'm Jess from Taunton, and I can't conquer Carson.
All right. She did it herself. We're out of here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I know we're not going to have a Hot Take Tuesday, and I was going to save this, but can I just gripe about something real quick? I just think it's ridiculous, and I don't think it should be allowed. I saw that Leonard Skinner and Foreigner played at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield over the past couple of days, and none of the people in that band are alive anymore.
I was going to say, you mean the Leonard Skinner tribute band played?
Both of them. None of them have any original members of the band. And so it's just a money grab by friends and family or, you know, family of former band members. Why are they allowed to go on tour and call themselves Leonard Skinner or, you know, whatever band it is, if none of the original members are alive?
Is it like family of the band members?
So I think Leonard Skinner, there might be a son or a cousin or a nephew. Like there's a Van Zant in there, you know, that's second or third generation or whatever, which I get, but it's not Leonard Skinner. It's not Foreigner. They're tribute bands. So the fact that they get to go out on tour and use that name when they're not the band, I get it. It's fun. Probably sounds okay. I went and saw Doobie Brothers at a casino years ago, and Michael McDonald, you know, had left the band. But it was all the original members of the band, except for, you know, Michael McDonald, who did some of the songs. So they had somebody in singing their songs. But at least it felt like it was most of the band that was in the Doobie Brothers.
I understand what you're saying, but I feel like most of the people that are going to buy tickets to a Leonard Skinner show have to be aware that there's nobody left in Leonard Skinner. I don't think that the wool is being pulled over their eyes.
You don't think it's...
Maybe there's two guys in the back like, wait, where's everybody?
Do you think they know, though? I bet most people don't know. Because most people, when it comes to music, you just like what you like, and you see Leonard Skinner and Foreigner, right, on the ad and go, that would be fun. And then you go to the show, and it sounds kind of like them. But I bet you a majority of people don't know. I bet there's 25% of the people in the audience know it's not the original band.
I bet it's more than that.
You think half?
If they're spending that much money to go see them.
You think half of the people know?
I would say more than half, yeah. It's not a secret that there's nobody left in Leonard Skinner.
I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying a lot of people are oblivious.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying for sure.
You
but
know, and I don't know why I care. It's really not important.
I mean, if you don't realize that's none of the original band, then you probably think it just sounds just like them.
I went and saw the Violent Femmes, who I loved from back in the 80s, and I didn't check before I went to see the show if it was the original band members. I think the lead singer is kind of the guy for the Violent Femmes. His voice is so unique. And thank God it was him. But I didn't check before I went. And then when I got there, I was like, is this the original? Is it going to be his voice? Because like his voice is so unique. And it was him. I was super happy.
My parents are going to see ZZ Top like next week. There's one Z left.
Yeah. You know, to be fair, he's the lead singer. So that's the thing, too, that I guess I allow a little room for.
So basically, the lead singer has to be alive and you're fine. They can change out a bass player.
Yeah. I think if you're lead singer, and maybe if you have a guitarist like Eddie Van Halen, then I think David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen have to be in the band if you're calling it Van Halen. Yes, that's what I think. Anyway, I know it's not important. I know it's stupid why I care about it. But I saw it the other day and I was like, that's not Leonard Skinner. That's not Foreigner. there are no people alive in either of those bands that founded those bands that were part of those bands.
You should pick it the next time they come and just stand outside with a sign that says liars. Charlatans.
Fake Skinnerd.
Free Bird cover band.
I don't hate that. Just call it what it is. Call it what it is.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.